And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. I seriously am working on your financial freedom. Right here at this desk, at this table, well, it's a desk, I am working on your financial freedom. And some of you don't believe me. Some of you don't think that I'm working on your financial freedom. And I get that. And there's a myriad of reasons why you would think that. But some of you, you're in the Gets It Club. Some of you understand that I am actually helping you to get to a place called financial freedom in your life. Yeah, exactly. And it's all the Lifestyles Unlimited members, they're all raising your hands going, yeah, we're on board. We get it. This radio show really isn't for all of my buddies that are in Lifestyles Unlimited. It really isn't. It's really for you that's not the member, because my role here is to help you understand that what you're doing potentially will not get you to where you're trying to get to. You heard me correctly. Now, let's break it down. How old are you? Yep, you know the answer. I don't know the answer. But here's what I know. The audience, you guys out there, you range everywhere from like the 20s up until, I actually have listeners in their 80s. Okay? So my job is to communicate information to all of you. Yet all of you are in a different milestone in your life. All of you have done different things for your retirement destiny. And some of you are very, very concerned. You're very concerned because you've actually sat down and you've realized that what you're doing now for financial freedom is not getting you to where you think you need to be. And you're concerned. You're very concerned. And if you feel like that, you definitely need to listen to what I'm going to tell you today. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to blow the socks off of some, what I would say, I'm going to blow the socks off of an article that I think is very factual. It's absolutely factual. There's nothing in this article that I'm about ready to share with you that I think is inaccurate. I think the author, James Flippin, did a really good job of writing this article because he presents factual information about what's going on in the real estate markets. And that's why you tuned in, right? You tuned into the show because you want to find out what's going on in the real estate markets. Because everywhere else you turn in society, they all want to steer you towards the stock market. Yeah, they all want to steer you towards the stock market. Now, why do they want to steer you towards the stock market? Well, the people that want to steer you towards the stock market have a vested financial interest in you becoming one of their customers because they're going to make money off of what you do for investing. And there's nothing illegal about that. But here's the problem that I saw when I was investing in the stock market. The rates of return are minimal. They're minimal. Your financial planner will tell you that a successful investment goal is to have a rate of return somewhere between 7 and 10%. That's exactly what he will tell you, or she will tell you. But here's the problem. Even though you're making 7 to 10% on your money, all of that money has to go back into your retirement account, especially if you have a retirement account. If you've got a 401k, if you have IRAs, if you have those 529s, okay, those aren't really retirement accounts, but what you're doing is you're saving money to send somebody to school so that you can pay an educational institution a huge sum of money so that you can earn a degree and hopefully you'll get a better job that will earn you more money over the lifespan of your life than if you didn't do that. And that's the big lie that's out there. Nobody wants to talk about real estate. Nobody wants to get into the nitty-gritty of what real estate is doing. Everybody's afraid to do that. Why are they afraid to do that? Well, here's the problem. With real estate, market fluctuations or market changes occur very slowly. Yeah, I said very slowly with a deep voice, just to make you smile. The stock market, on the other hand, it moves at a completely different pace. Now, with real estate, you actually can exercise a lot of control over the asset. You actually can have 100% control over the asset. In the stock market, you have 100% control over whatever you're using to buy your stocks. Yeah, you get to make decisions, but you don't get to make the decisions with regards to what those companies do, whether the stock market's going up or down, and you also don't get the decision as to what happens with the profits that you earn, because you are told specifically those profits have to go back into your retirement account. And the trade-off for doing that is that you're going to make money faster, right? This is what you were told. You're going to make money faster because that money is sitting in that retirement account. Oh, and it's tax-free. You don't have to pay taxes on the money unless you got that one IRA, right? We've been doing radio for a long time, and the reason we transitioned into doing radio shows was we realized, well, not me, I wasn't around back then, but Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, he realized that radio was an effective medium for getting information out there to people that need to hear it. That's how I found out about Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah, I mean, I didn't find them on the website. I didn't know anybody who was a Lifestyles Unlimited member. I was just kind of stumbling through life, doing what I thought was appropriate. I heard this radio show, not with me on the microphone, a different guy on the microphone, but he was telling me information that was important to me. It helped me to understand that what I had been doing for retirement was failing me. And I knew it had failed me because I had physically retired. I did. 2014, I've got the certificate of retirement on my wall right over there, signed by Barack Obama. And it says, effective March 1st, 2014, Lieutenant Colonel Al Gordon is retired and put on the retired rolls of the United States Army. So what did that mean for me? Well, it kind of meant that I was fired. Yeah, I was retired, but it felt like I was fired because all of a sudden I was out of a job. And I found myself in a situation where I was scrambling to find employment. And the reason I was struggling to find employment is because that's what I had been taught all my life, is that if you're going to make it in life, you got to work your butt off. Yeah, I believe that. I totally believe that. As a matter of fact, when I was in the military, 27 years in the military, that's exactly what I did. I gave it all to the military. I did. I gave it all so that you can have the freedoms that you enjoyed this last Memorial Day. Yeah, I'm totally serious with that. I destroyed this body. I'm living in a Hulk, husk, whatever this thing is. It hurts all the time. Yeah, this body I'm in, man, it is a painful body. Yeah, I'm not a happy camper sometimes. But I will tell you this, because I heard that radio show, because I listened to what that gentleman was telling me, no different than what I'm telling you right now, I started making changes in how I viewed things. I did. I totally changed my outlook on what I should be doing for retirement. Because at this point, I had found that job. But the problem with finding that job is it took me 10 months from the time that I retired to the point where I actually started earning a paycheck again. And in that 10-month period of time, I was bleeding money. Yeah, because the pension, I earned a pension. I'll be honest, upfront, transparent, I get a pension. That pension paid me one-third of what I was making when I was on active duty. Okay, so I'm living off one-third of what I was making. Some of you think, well, okay, Mrs. Gordon, she could chip in, right? Okay, Mrs. Gordon doesn't work. Mrs. Gordon has not worked, except for an occasional job here and there. That was the game plan in the Gordon family. That was our game plan. Her responsibility was to take care of the household, to raise the children, to make sure that our children became the wonderful people they are today. My responsibility was to take care of the household and defend the country. okay, I'm not that great of a guy. All right, but that's kind of how we rolled. So when I found myself in financial Armageddon on March 1st of 2014, I had a really bad 10 months. 10 months where I'm like, well, I was doing a Dave Ramsey thing. You know, Dave Ramsey tells you to pay everything off. And I'm not saying that Dave Ramsey's wrong. As a matter of fact, Dave Ramsey helped my family a lot. He did. But here's the problem with what Dave Ramsey does. Dave Ramsey only gets you to a point of financial freedom. Yeah, only to a certain point. It's more of a middle-class financial freedom. But the things that I heard on this radio show were talking about getting me to the next level. You heard me correctly, getting me to the next level. I had to move away from this middle-class mindset. I had to start thinking differently, and that's one of the things Lifestyles Unlimited does for its members. It helps you to understand that there's a much more effective way to get to retirement. As a matter of fact, it's so darn effective that you can get retirement in 5 years or less. We used to tell you it was 7 years, but you know, Dell was having people all around him do it in five. He's like, man, I got to change the numbers because they're doing it in five. We have members that get it done in less than five. I got it done in 2 years. You know why I got it done in 2 years? Because I was desperate. I didn't want to be in cubicle hell anymore. But here's the point I want to make to you. James Flippin wrote an article. And in this article, I'm going to tell you, it's factual. There's nothing in this article that I absolutely disagree with, except for one thing. There is one thing that I disagree with in this article. And here it is. He never gives you the rest of the story. He doesn't. He doesn't give you the rest of the story. So what James Flippin is doing is he's writing an article that says rising interest rates are squeezing apartment investors with rents set to rise. Okay, so let's frame that picture. Rising interest rates are squeezing apartment investors. Are they really? How are they squeezing me, especially if rents are set to rise? I don't understand that. That doesn't make sense to me, but To the untrained investor, this particular article, well, it makes me have caution. It makes me wonder, should I be in the real estate game? Because this article is making me think that, wow, real estate, it might be a little too risky for me. Because if rising interest rates are squeezing apartment investors and I want to be an apartment investor, I don't want to get squeezing, whatever that word is. I don't want that happening to me. But then he says rents are set to rise. Okay, so let's get into this article. Now, I will tell you, this article was sent to me by a listener by the name of Frank. And he sent me the article and he's basically, what are your thoughts on this? And I was going to respond to him. I was actually typing out the email before the show started. And I said, you know what? Let's just talk about it on the air. Because that's part of the reason I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I found that these radio shows were talking about things that were important to me, information I needed to help me complete the picture on certain things. Yeah. So he says, oh, by the way, this article, now I got full disclosure. I'm not going to disclose the organization that published this article. I'm not going to disclose them because number one, I don't need to pick on them. Number two, they're a big organization. They're a national organization. I've actually seen this organization start from nothing. I really did. I'm a fan of this organization. I think the work that this organization does is noble. Now, what this organization does is it's a members-based organization, just like Lifestyles Unlimited. But what they focus on is they focus on providing, you know, financial services or financial information to what I would say are the 20 to 30-year-olds. That's their target market. And what they're trying to do is provide a platform for them that will help them to get to a place of retirement. But here's the problem with their platform. It has them on the 30, 40, 50-year plan. I don't like that. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about what James says, and we'll talk about what he doesn't. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Successful Lifestyles Unlimited member retires in 10 months.
The hardest part for me was to drop off my son, go to a job that I absolutely hated for 5 years, but know that that was a sacrifice that I needed to make, and then only be able to get to spend 2 hours with him after school before he had to go back to bed. So that's why once we started and we joined Lifestyles, we said, okay, we have a roadmap. We know what we're gonna do. And then a month later, we find out we're pregnant with baby number two. And we're like, okay, we gotta kick it up a notch. So that's how we were able to purchase 4 different properties and replace my income in 10 months so that whenever I finished maternity leave, I didn't have to go back to work.
I think a couple weeks before she baby came out is when we closed on our fourplex. And that was enough for her not to have to go back to work.
Are you ready for your roadmap to real estate retirement? Attend the online free workshop just like Carolina did. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
What we're going to do right now is we're going to get into this article that James Flippin wrote. I know I've been kind of teasing you this entire time, and part of it is because I'm trying to make a big impression on you. I really am. I'm trying to make an impression on you that's going to stick. Because if this impression doesn't stick, what happens is you revert to doing things the way you've always done them. Because you believe that's the path to success. The reason you believe it is people have told you that throughout your entire life, and people that you trust, people like your parents, people like your teachers, guidance counselors. Well, and even today, your financial planner, your stockbroker, they're all telling you certain things that are designed to keep you in the stock market. And I think this article that James Flippin wrote is designed to keep you in the stock market, because James is talking about real estate. And he's talking about apartment investments. Let me just get into the article. It's a very short article. He starts off by saying 2008 redux with a big question mark. Okay, so the problem I have with that statement right there is that this market right now in 2022 is a completely different market than 2008. Now, I've explained it in detail on this show, and I'll be honest with you, I don't want to do it again. But I'll just give you the salient points. In 2008, the mortgage industry was out of control because the federal government decided that home ownership, well, that was a right as an American, that everybody had the right to own their own home. And as a result of that, the federal government started tinkering around with the regulations concerning mortgages, and they basically took all the controls off. Yeah, they took all the controls off. So what does that mean? Well, it meant that people were going out and buying real estate and holding it for a couple months and then flipping it, literally reselling it. And it was going on everywhere. Remember 2006, 2007, it's like real estate prices were out of control, right? And then 2008 happened. What happened in 2008? Well, it was the perfect storm. All the markets melted down because of what the federal government had done. See, the real estate market had finally gotten to a point where it was a tipping point. We had driven pricing up so high, we had outstripped what the demand could deal with. Does that make sense? I'm trying not to get into economics right now. I really don't want to get into economics. Okay, what's going on in today's market? Well, it seems like it's the same, right? It seems like it's the same. It seems like prices are going up and up and up. But what's causing that is a different market force. It's a different market force. See, one of the things the federal government finally realized was that they had to put all those controls back into place. As a matter of fact, they kind of overdid it and kind of like just kind of crushed the real estate markets, like in, you know, 2009, 10, 11, 12. Okay, let me explain something to you. Lifestyles Unlimited members made fortunes when that market melted down. They did. They made fortunes when that market melted down. And the first thing they were taught to do is to buy into that market as the prices were falling. That sounds dumb, doesn't it? But here's what you don't know. The reason we do that is we're not buying those assets specifically for their valuation. Okay, the valuation, that has a place. But what's more important to us as real estate investors are the income streams. You heard me correctly, the income streams. The profits that are made by successfully investing in those assets. Oh, by the way, the profits, they don't have to go back into my retirement account unless I choose to put them there. I can spend them how I want to. As a matter of fact, I just took Tina on a beautiful, oh, it was awesome, 7-day cruise from Seattle all the way up into Alaska and back. It was awesome. It was awesome. You know, I paid for that off the profits of my investments. Yeah, because I'm in control of my life. All right, let's get back to James here. So, all right, 2008 Redux. I hate that. I hate that. That's a scare tactic. That's a scare tactic. Now, it kind of makes you think that maybe he's letting you know that real estate's the way to go. However, when you look at this website and you realize what they're providing their members, well, they're a financial services company. That's exactly what they are. They provide credit cards. They provide banking services. They provide mortgages. They provide insurance, or they provide you access to those things, and they provide you an investing thing where you can loan money to other people. Okay, so there is a way for you to make money off of this, but I don't think you'll make very good money, because what they do is they pool their members' money together, and then they loan that money out to people like you and me. And really, here's the business model. They look for people that have credit card debt. Maybe you've got $30,000 of credit card debt scattered across a couple of cards. Okay, maybe that interest rate is kind of silly, because interest rates are like 24, 25. They're ridiculous numbers on those credit cards. They're really, really high interest rate. So now you're paying crazy interest. So this organization would offer you a loan, a fixed term loan, let's say an interest rate of say 14%, which is better than what you're paying right now. And it's designed to help you get out of debt. They even do that for their own members. They do. So if you're a member that has money in that pool, maybe you make 10%, because 4% goes to the overhead. Now keep in mind that 10% that you're making, you're going to be taxed, because that's just the way it is. You have no depreciation off that asset. All you are doing is you're loaning money. So you don't get any benefits of being a real estate investor. You get the benefits of being a money lender. And money lenders pay capital gains at ordinary rates. They do. And, you know, maybe you need to look into the tax implications as to whether or not doing investing that way might subject you to Social Security and Medicare taxes. I'm just saying, you don't want to fool around with the federal government. So let's get into the article. James says this: investor snatched up apartment buildings in record numbers throughout the pandemic. Factual statement. At the same time, rents continue to rise, providing the type of cash flow that supported such purchases and their debt financing. True statement. That's a true statement. Okay, here it comes. Ready? Now, here's the concern. Now there's a concern that many of those same investments are over-leveraged. They're over-leveraged. Okay. Okay, James, I'm invested in a lot of apartment buildings. I am. I own a lot of apartment units. I do. It's how I invest my money. I bought into these apartments when the prices were going up, and we secured our financing at a fixed rate. We did. Our interest rate's not going to change unless we do something to change it. Now, rents are going up. That's factual. As a matter of fact, those rising rents are helping me to force appreciation on my assets. Now, expenses are also going up. Yeah, there's this little thing called inflation out there, right? But here's the thing that most people don't know, and I don't think James knows this either. Real estate, when you do it correctly, which is what we'll teach you how to do, when you do it correctly, real estate tends to stay ahead of inflation. It does. That's why I'm not worried about prices going up. I'm not worried for myself. Now, I am worried for the economy, because here's another thing that's happening out there. Even though inflation is pushing pricing up, and even though I'm able to push pricing up on my apartment units, because I can, the thing that concerns me is that my residents are not receiving wage increases commensurate with what the price of things are going up at. So this creates a dilemma for my residents. So let's get back to what he was saying here. He says he was talking about that there's concern that a lot of these apartment investments are overleveraged. He's right. He's actually right. But there's a caveat to that. He's right when it comes to assets that you could go out and buy. You could go find them on the internet. You could go buy these things today. And trust me, there are deals out there that have been put together that are significantly overleveraged. They are significantly overleveraged, but I'm not invested in those kinds of deals because I understand how to invest correctly. See, what I do is I either buy my own assets or I invest with my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members that are buying apartment communities. Now, I will tell you, my investing strategy has morphed over time. It has, because it has to keep up with my goals and objectives. Everything that I do is based on me getting to a certain place in my life. Now, I've already gotten to retirement. Now, I'm working on the lifestyle thing. And one of the things I found out was that Tina really loved that cruise. So we want to do more of that stuff. And that costs money. How do you pay for that? Well, you can go to work, you know, trade time for money, and then have your boss tell you, well, you can't take the time off because you're too valuable to us. Or you can just figure out how to earn money your own way. And that's what we'll teach you how to do. So why am I concerned about this article? Because it gives you the perception that everything's about ready to tank in the real estate world. Yeah, it gives you that perception. And you kind of thought, didn't when I read that, you thought, oh, this Al's telling me we shouldn't invest in assets. Okay. So if there's an asset out there that somebody owns, and let's say it is overleveraged, let's say it's not producing the income streams it needs to produce, what happens to that asset? Well, usually one of two things. Either it goes into receivership, because the people that are running it absolutely have no idea of what they're doing. You should never go into receivership. In other words, you should never be foreclosed upon. There are so many other remedies that you can address that will not destroy your life, like going into receivership or being foreclosed on. Yeah. So, and let me just tell you one of them. Sell the asset. Cut your losses, sell the asset. If it's a dog, make it go away. Make it go away. Well, who would buy a dog? Well, I would. I would buy a dog, but I won't pay the price that the owner of the dog thinks it's worth, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit down, I'm going to run my own numbers. And what I'm going to find out is that I can't pay him his price. And part of the reason he's selling is because he can't even afford his own price. He has to get into reality. I will not overpay for an asset. I will never do it. There has to be a certain amount of cash flow. There has to be a certain amount of return for me. There has to be enough reward for me to mitigate the risk. Yeah, you heard me say mitigate the risk, not absorb the risk. I mitigate risk. I do. And the assets that I invest in, I pay attention to. If a Lifestyles Unlimited member that I'm invested with is having issues with the asset, I'll call them on the carpet. I will. And the reason I do it is not to beat them up. It's really just to come alongside them and go, hey, man, cash flows are a little bit down. What's going on? And he'll explain, or she'll explain to me, what they're doing to remedy that. Now, here's the beautiful thing about a Lifestyles Unlimited syndicated deal. Everybody invested in that deal has the same level of education, which is beautiful. So if you're a lead investor and you've got like 30 other members investing with you, if you have issues, you have 30 other members that come alongside you to help you remedy that issue if you need to. And sometimes it's just a matter of just talking it out with somebody. Maybe you didn't hear something, or you didn't notice something that somebody else noticed, and you're able to address that, and boom, everything's fixed. Yeah. Okay, so let me get back to this thing. Says first, price has gotten so high, returns have diminished. Okay. Yeah, okay, I'll agree with that. And second, rising interest rates have squeezed profit margins given higher mortgage payments. Yeah, the Mortgage Bankers Association, they turned tail. They saw the Fed was gonna increase the discount rate over what, seven rises or something like that, they were going to go up 2 points, right? So what did the Mortgage Bankers Association do? Well, they just said, let's make money. They did. They just slammed the mortgage rate. And mortgage rates overnight, I was paying 3.75% for my money on my single family houses. Now that money cost me 5.75%. So what am I doing? Well, I'm still buying assets. Yeah, I'm still buying assets. I don't care what that interest rate is. I factor in what that cost is. If the deal doesn't pencil at the price that the seller is trying to sell it to me at, I've got two options. Walk away or something called retrade. In other words, just say, hey, Mr. Seller, I'm really trying to get to your price, but I'll even show you my numbers, brother. And here's the thing. I'm in this business to make money. I'm not in this business to lose money. As a result, I can afford to pay this for your property. I'm giving you my highest and best offer. Are you willing to take it? Now, people that have failed to operate their businesses correctly, maybe be in a situation where maybe this is a good time to sell. Maybe this is a good time to put that asset on the market. And here's what I will tell you. Lifestyles Unlimited members have made significant amounts of money as real estate markets have been going up, and they've also made significant amounts of money as values have gone down. I know it doesn't seem like it makes any sense, right? It does. How could a $1 million property that's now only worth $500,000, how could we be making money? Because there are two fundamental elements running parallel in these investments. One is the cash flow. That's the income stream that you receive by operating your properties correctly. The other one is the equity piece. You want the equities in your asset to go up. If the market is not producing assets that are allowing the values to go up, should you buy a property that's not going up? And the short answer is, it depends. It depends. If you're educated on how to do it correctly and you're buying it for the right reasons, and let's say you have a 7 to 10 year hold projection on that particular asset, I'm here to tell you 7 to 10 years is a long period of time. A lot of things can happen in 7 to 10 years. And if you look at the historical trends of all the markets that are out there, they have all, including the stock market, they've all gone up in value over time. That's the way these markets operate. Okay, let's get back to this article. Notably, this sort of negative leverage was widespread in 2008. Oh, wait a minute. I think I missed something here. First, prices have gone up so high, returns have diminished. Second, interest rates have squeezed profit margins, even given higher, more. I don't necessarily agree with that statement when it comes to me, because like I mentioned earlier, all my stuff is locked in. My mortgage rates are not changing on me. They're priced in. Now, if I make a decision to refinance that asset at a future date, I just have to calculate what that new cost of money is, and I have to determine whether or not that's viable for me. Maybe a better way to do it is to put a supplemental loan on, not mess with that first note at 3.75, put a supplemental on so I can take money out. Yeah, see, now we're thinking like real estate investors. Here's the other thing that bothers me about this. He says, notably, this sort of negative leverage was widespread in 2008. He's correct. When the subprime mortgage crisis played itself out. Yeah, I agree. Because people were gambling in the real estate market. There's no other way to describe it. Some analysts argue the current real estate market is rife with many of the same mistakes. Okay. James, I agree with you. I know I said I was going to say this bothers me. And it does bother me. And here's why it bothers me. In order for me to get a home run deal, somebody has to sell me that deal. And chances are, if they're selling me that asset that I'm going to have a home run hit with, they may have messed something up. They may have messed something up. They may have ridden the price down. They may have realized that they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to operate property effectively. They don't know how to operate a third-party manager effectively. They're losing money. They're hemorrhaging money. They're not making money. They're watching their values go down. What do? They sell their dogs. What do? Well, I buy those dogs. And then I turn those dogs around. And I don't care if property values are going down because I am not a property flipper. I am not somebody that takes advantage of short-term capital gains. I am somebody who takes advantage of long-term capital gains. And I do something that none of these other people do. I provide a service. I do. I provide a service of clean, functional workforce housing to a demographic element out there that desperately wants it. When they come to my property, they see the best of the best. Now, I've got some competitors out there that do the same thing. They provide outstanding value for their residents. Okay, most of those people are Lifestyles Unlimited members. But at the end of the day, I am providing a service, I am making money, and I am ready to help you do the same thing. All you got to do is go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click the workshop button, and let's get you started.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.